Nolte, RFK Jr.'s VP choice of Ms. Far-Left Money Bags Should Worry Biden. By John Nolte on March 26, 2024. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. choosing Nicole Shanahan as his running mate should terrify President Joe Biden and his floundering re-election campaign. The question has always been, whose voters will RFK Jr. target? Trump's or Biden's? Well, now we know. Shanahan is a committed leftist. If you want to attract Trump voters, you don't choose as your running mate a woman who, per the far-left New York Times, was once married to the Google co-founder Sergey Brin, has a history of making donations to Democratic campaigns, including to President Biden's 2020 run. But she gave to Mr. Kennedy's presidential campaign in May 2023, when he was running as a Democrat. That's not the least of it, for San Francisco Magazine. Another important area of investment, criminal justice reform, is one that Shanahan has been devoted to for years, long before the Black Lives Matter movement. I remember telling Sergey's foundation head about 5 years ago that criminal justice reform was going to be one of the biggest topics of our generation, she says. I'm happy that I could be a major donor for Measure J in Los Angeles County, which was voted in and will be rerouting some of the law enforcement budget toward mental and social support services. Shanahan notes that having a mental health professional on the scene of George Floyd's arrest would have de-escalated the situation and possibly saved his life. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk laid it out this way. Nicole Shanahan is a six-figure donor to George Gascon, the pro-crime, Soros-backed prosecutor who helped wreck San Francisco and is currently wrecking LA. She also spent big on Measure J, a Los Angeles measure to reroute spending from law enforcement and prisons to social services and mental health treatment. In other words, not putting criminals and dangerous psychos behind bars. This is a far-left pick by RFK, who is apparently looking to shore up his progressive bona fides, Kirk adds. Major red flag for common-sense independents and centrist voters who are also sick of rising crime but intrigued by his campaign. Exactly. So what have we learned? We've learned that RFK is going for the leftist vote, Biden's base. We've also learned that he's savvy enough to choose a vice presidential candidate with a bottomless pile of money to campaign with. Shanahan is worth around $1 billion. I'm pretty sure an appealing candidate like RFK can cause Biden some real problems with that kind of loot on hand. As far as I'm concerned, as long as new media spreads the truth about what RFK Jr. and his running mate stand for, just how far left he is, this VP pick is excellent news for Trump and his campaign. Best of all, it's far-left voters Biden has to worry the most about losing, which is why he has worked so hard to shore up his base with lunatic policies that betray Israel, open our borders, and destroy the American auto manufacturing industry. RFK's VP choice is a direct attack on Biden's base, and attached to that choice, there is enough money to do real damage to Biden's re-election chances. Teehee. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning. After your purchase, email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.